welcome to another episode of Worst Collection Ever. This is the show where we tell you about the worst comic book collection in existence, and it just happens to belong to us. I'm Jen.
I'm Sean. I have something stuck in my teeth.
Oh man, do you want to stop?
No, I got it.
Oh, okay.
It was salad.
This show is, man, this show's off to a great start.
It is. Yeah, we just had dinner, so.
Yeah, we did.
It's actually a nice night out here in Colorado, despite the haziness.
Despite the smoke. Because everything's on fire.
It shouldn't be shocking to anybody. I mean, have you figured out what this year is?
The hellscape. Yeah.
Like, it's literally.
This is just going to be it until we die, you know.
What?
Fires, hurricanes, terrible weather.
Well, that's always how it is, yeah. No,
climate change is real.
I know it's real. I'm not denying it.
Yeah, we're all fucked. Yay! Anyway. Well,
hopefully we'll get a few more good years out of it.
No, I doubt it. So,
what else
do we have to talk about besides the end of the world? The Mandalorian trailer dropped?
Yeah, Mandalorian Season 2.
The Mandalorian Season 2 trailer. Apparently everyone thinks Sasha Banks is Rosario Dawson, including IO9.
Yeah.
They have yet to correct that is Sasha Banks.
It's actually really funny because, like, I've known that Sasha Banks is going to be, Sasha Banks, who she is, if you don't watch wrestling, you know, she's like a main player in the women's division in WWE right now. Mm-hmm. And it's been known that she filmed a role in The Mandalorian.
Yes.
For something. And
she was in the trailer.
She was in the trailer for like a second. She's just standing there looking.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of people immediately, because I guess at some point the rumors was that Rosario Dawson was going to be cast in that role.
Sure.
Or cast in The Mandalorian. Not I don't know if she still might be. But as far as the trailer goes, everybody assumed that Sasha was Rosario Dawson.
It's not.
And people were people seriously were going by that. They're like, what the, because I guess also too, like Rosario Dawson, like had some sort of transphobic incident recently.
Oh, I have no idea.
Cause a lot of people were like bringing that up. I was like, I can't believe they're a transphobic woman.
Was it her or Gina Carano?
Well, Gina Carano too.
Yay. Everyone is trash.
So apparently that was something that came out. I didn't get a chance to. I tried to read it. Something was on those things. It was one of those things where it was like, click on this link to read about this, and I click on it, and there's no link.
Oh, there's no story.
It's just like this page doesn't exist. I'm like, well, what the fuck are you all talking about? I can't get adequate news on the internet anymore.
There's not adequate anything on the internet.
Right. So apparently Sasha's in this role, and it kind of sucks because Sasha's like a big star in WWE.
But nobody knows who she is outside of it.
Yeah, outside of, like, I mean, obviously, I see that trailer, I'm like, oh, there's Sasha Banks. But yeah. Everybody else.
No one else knows who
everybody else is. Like, what the fuck? Rosario Dawson. It's like, Rosario Dawson's like, no. So.
Nope. You're just mixing up brown ladies.
Yeah. I mean, she doesn't really look like her either. I mean,
it's Rosario Dawson and Sasha Banks?
Yeah.
No, they don't look anything alike. But I could see how, if you've already heard it's supposed to be Rosario Dawson and she kind of has a hood on.
Well, yeah.
Maybe, but it's obviously not her.
Yeah, but everybody assumed that it was Rosario Dawson, that she's playing this role, Ashok Tano, I think it is.
Well, that's the rumor. I don't know if that's actually true.
Which is she's like a Jedi.
Well, she was in the cartoon.
In the Clone Wars?
Yeah, or there's some cartoons.
She's been around in
I guess she's like a big deal.
She's a big deal to a lot of fans.
I am not a Star Wars fan. Mm. I mean, I've seen the Star Wars. I am aware of the war that occurred in the stars. But I cannot tell, like, if it's not like a big character.
Sometimes those wars occur on planets.
Sometimes. But if it's not like a big character, I'm not going to know who the fuck they're supposed
to
be.
Yeah, I think I do know her because I've played the Lego game. So like a lot of time in the Lego game,
I know what she looks like in the game.
Yeah.
And in the cartoon.
Yeah.
But I don't know her significance.
Yeah. I just assumed that she was just like some character. Just like, oh, OK, I guess she's some person that's in something that I have never seen about Star Wars. Mm-hmm. But apparently Sasha may play her, or Rosario Dawson may play her, and Sasha's going to play somebody else. I don't know. But the trailer, but anyways, outside of all that, the trailer itself doesn't really give away too much. Nope. Other than it's
some cute baby Yodas.
Baby Yodas, and you got Mando just kind of hanging out, and Mando being like, the fuck, I'm going to protect this. I go where he goes. He goes where I go, you know, and people trying to like still get that baby.
Yep.
They're still trying to baby.
Give me that baby.
Yeah. And then that part at the end where Baby Yoda just like closes his little hood. He's like, eh.
People have already gifted.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
Because that's literally just me every day.
Yeah. It's meep, meep. It's Baby Yoda. Baby Yoda. I mean, it's.
I love Baby Yoda. I still want a plushy Baby Yoda. Not the weird, creepy one with the vinyl head. I don't like that. But I want one that is all over plushy so I'd be squeezed.
I don't like vinyl.
Yeah, I don't like the vinyl head one because it has like a plushy body and a vinyl head. And I'm like, no, thank you. No,
just give me other than plush. Don't give me don't make the eyes plastic.
Yeah, no, all of it's plush and I can squeeze it. That's all I want.
That actually makes me happy right now. I've had a rough couple of days.
Squishy Baby Yoda.
So I would just kind of hug the Baby Yoda and maybe also pet the cats.
I was going to say, you could hug Harley. He's kind of squishy.
Yeah, but he's
very solid.
But I want you to squeeze.
Oh, you can't squeeze him that hard. There's a little Pusheen.
Oh, okay.
You could squeeze the
I need a big Pusheen.
Yeah, you need a big Pusheen.
I need to get good vibes in my body because I've been having a rough go past couple of days. But
look at this solid boy.
I am happy though because with regards to just feeling better. I could look at Harley, our cat, and he is just the happiest boy.
Oh, you know what else will make you feel better? At least made me feel better.
Oh, are you going to go with the Jeremy Renner podcast?
Yes, I am.
I was going to say, you told me about this yesterday, and we were trying to figure out stuff to talk about, and I was like, oh, she's got to talk about this, because this was a very big part of our show like a year ago.
Very important. I was so happy about it. I was reading things about it on air. So I saw a tweet the other day, which I'm going to pull up so I can get this correct. So apparently there is going to be a podcast that's a 6-episode miniseries called The Renner Files. And it goes over the era of the Jeremy Renner app. Who created it, why they created it, and its downfall. And I am so excited.
I would love to go back to the time of the Jeremy Renner app.
So would I.
I think those were the halcyon days.
Oh, I'm so excited. I can't wait. As we know, I love a huge, massive fuck up.
You also dislike Jeremy Renner
and
intensely.
I really hate Jeremy Renner. And come to find out, I was right.
It's true. You were.
It's one of those things. Kind of, so that was a good thing. This is also kind of like Defector has launched.
So it has officially launched.
It has officially launched. So Defector, which is all the people who left Deadspin or defected from Deadspin, have started their own site called Defector. You have to subscribe.
Is that where Drew McGarry is?
Yes. You have to, and a bunch of other people. You have to subscribe in order to read it, which I subscribed.
You have to pay, you mean?
You have to pay, yeah. But I have done that because I enjoy.
Do they have any free stuff?
No, not right now anyway. But Your Team Sucks is back. And they have.
Is it on Deadspin or is it on Defector?
Defector.
Hmm.
So Why Your Team Sucks is back. The Buffalo Bills article came out the other day, including an embedded video. You've seen that one guy who was like at somewhere in Tennessee or something. The Bills Mafia went down to a game and he like tried to jump off a fucking fence and he hit the pavement with his face and he just didn't get up again. Have you seen that one?
Probably.
It's really upsetting.
There's been a lot of those videos out there.
That guy didn't get up. I hope he's not dead. But they also had Why Your Team Sucks, the Denver Broncos. So reading it and seeing how many people now hate John Elway because he's a terrible GM.
But he sold you your car.
He did.
Not him specifically.
Not him.
He didn't come out with his big teeth.
It wasn't him and his teeth. But seeing how many people
had to walk in. I just imagine the doors are just big teeth.
Seeing how many people have come around to my way of thinking on John Elway just gives me a sense of vindication because I knew that John Elway sucked when I was a child and no one believed me. And now
I think a lot of people believed
and
you.
Now everyone knows that John Elway and his horse teeth suck.
I feel like
feel like I get to the party early and I have to just wait around for everybody to show up.
I honestly feel like you weren't that alone.
I was alone in Colorado. I was alone.
I don't know.
I'm sure
granted,
outside,
you are here. Granted, outside of Colorado.
Outside of Colorado, I'm sure there were plenty of people. But here in the state of Colorado, in the 80s and 90s, I was alone.
There were thoughts and opinions.
I wait around at this fucking party till everybody else shows the fuck up.
Well, that is great. I am actually very happy for you.
Thank you.
What else was there? I know there was something that came out about the Flash movie being a reboot. Like they just came out and said it.
What do you mean a reboot?
I don't know.
So what are we rebooting?
Everything.
Wait, rebooting the Flash?
I don't know. I think it's because it's going to be Flashpoint. So that's.
Is that a reboot?
Well, it's the genesis of a reboot.
You mean a reboot of the DCEU, yeah. not the Flash? I'm like, because there's no Flash movie. What the fuck are we rebooting? No,
apparently that's the thing. I guess if you looked it up, I don't feel like.
I'm looking it up.
Yeah, you just look up the news on the Flash movie, which apparently people still are happening. I just read it.
It's not happening. Fuck that.
I don't know if we'll ever get. Yeah, we'll never get to it.
Buy the Flash movie T-shirt with Keaton's Batman on them. Okay.
Yeah, because that was the whole thing too. Yeah, okay, Keaton's supposed to be in it.
The Flash movie, quote, restarts everything, end quote, in the DCEU.
See, that's what I
read. Teases producer.
That's I read that headline.
It's going to be fun and exciting. There's going to be a lot of DC characters in it. Okay. Two Batman, Michael Keaton, and Ben Affleck possibilities, also multiverse. So we are looking at Flashpoint.
Yeah. I do hope there's a lot of characters in there. I want to point at people.
Can I just watch that Crisis Cat crossover that I never fucking watched? I think it's on the app.
I think it's on the DC app.
I should watch. Is it on DC or would it be on HBO?
Oh, it might be on HBO. You're right. Yeah, and HBO Max.
HBO.
Oh, speaking of HBO Max, we've been watching the Nexium documentary. Oh, the Nexium. I don't think we've talked about that yet.
I don't know if we did. Yeah.
No, it's called The Vow. Yep. And I didn't know anything about it. I've heard about it because the girl... the woman, Allison Mack, who was Chloe on Smallville, was a big part of this.
Yes.
And she got in, you know, trouble for sex trafficking.
She's in jail now.
Okay, so maybe you should just give a brief note. Could you give a brief? I mean,
as much as I possibly can. So I had heard of this, obviously, because I like scams, cults, murder.
Fuck ups.
And this fits right in there with this. It's a cult, basically. So Nexium was this, like, it's supposed to be, it makes no sense. Like, when you watch the, even watching the documentary, I'm still like, so what do you guys do?
I don't understand
anything. I still don't understand what they do. Yeah. But it's basically like psychobabble meets corporate bullshit speak. Mm, and they're like, we can make, it's like self-help. And they're like, that's how it started. And it's like this guy, Keith Raniere, who's the head of it, and like you have to pay to go to all these classes and like ascend in the ranks, and you get these weird, stupid silk shawls.
You get sashes.
Or
they're like, yeah, whatever.
And then, but I'm not exactly sure if you pay or if they pay you. You pay at the beginning, but I don't know when they start paying you.
At some point, they start paying you to like recruit and pitch
people. So it's basically a giant pyramid scheme. Multi-level marketing, basically. And so like he moves like all the people who are like really involved in it, not like, you know, you're just taking a class, whatever.
Yeah.
Like the people who like get super involved in it, everybody fucking moves to Albany, New York for some reason, because that's where he lives. And then like he hangs out with all these people playing midnight volleyball, which is, you cannot be fucking serious with this. Every night he goes to play midnight volleyball wearing a sweatband and short shorts, and he just looks like every average dork you've ever seen. And I'm like, dude, if he is like a cult leader, he better be super charismatic in person, because it's not coming through this TV.
Well, that's the way that they try to say it. It's like, oh my god, he's like a genius. Well, they were like, level,
he's the smartest man in the world, and by doing all of this work that we're doing in these self-help courses, we're going to change the world for the better.
Okay.
And so like then there's all these, it's all acronyms, and then there's all these offshoots, like this is the men's group that like focuses on strength, here's the known women's group that focuses on this, but then there's this secret women's group where you have to like, to get in, somebody recruits you and you have to give them quote collateral, like naked pictures or whatever, and you can't tell anybody about it,
and like passwords to like sites,
yeah, to your like financial accounts and shit. And then once you're in it, the person who recruited you becomes your quote master, and you are their slave, and you have to like ask them if you can consume calories. So all these women start getting like super thin. But the only reason they're doing this is because at the top is Keith Raniere, who wants to fuck all these women, and Alice and Mac, who thought this was a good idea. So they all get charged for like sex trafficking and whatever. I mean, that's the best way I can explain it, because it's such a fucking mess.
It is. Yeah.
So
I did actually read too, because it was like the other night after we watched the episode, I read up something on Wikipedia, and it was about, it mentioned that I guess Kristen Kruick actually was in the, who played Lana?
Lana. She played Lana because what's her name brought her in?
No, Kristen Kruick was there, and she brought Chloe. She brought Allison.
The other way around.
According to Wikipedia, it's
the other way.
Yeah, this way. Yeah.
Well,
the way
I know that.
But then Kristen
Kruick like peaced the fuck out, because I think she realized it was getting fucking weird.
Yeah, but Allison Mack was like, "Yo, this is tight."
Yeah,
you
know,
let's go.
They call them Vanguard.
Which is actually apparently after a video game. Because there was an Atari
game. Vanguard has a lot of meaning.
Yeah, but that's what I read. I mean, Wikipedia. I just glossed over to Wikipedia and was just like, "Here's things," you know.
Well, Daily Beast has all sorts of fucking articles about like how he knocked up three sisters, made them all get abortions.
Yeah,
and like how
he does have a son though.
Apparently, but not with these ladies.
No, just one other lady.
And then
he's a lot of consorts,
I guess. Some woman was talking to somebody who they didn't want her to talk to. So they locked her in a condo by herself for 2 years.
2 years?
For 2 years.
You can't do that.
Apparently they did it. And then they like sent her to Mexico or something. I don't know.
Did they feed her?
I assume people stopped over and gave her food. Because
could she just leave?
I would leave. That's the thing. I don't
know. If they lock you in a condo, can you just jump out of a window?
I assume so, but I don't know. I feel like, I mean, I'm sure everybody says this, but I feel like the minute I walk into this little self-help lecture thing and somebody tells me, this is the smartest man in the world who has created this mumbo jumbo, and you have to call him Vanguard, I'd be like, thank you so much for your time. And I would walk back out.
You would.
I would grab.
I would grab a scone.
Would you grab a scone? Probably. I mean, I'd grab some coffee if they had.
I definitely get the coffee. I probably get the coffee when I walked in.
If there's no fucking snacks at these things, why did anybody even go?
Oh, yeah. No, thank you. I if you're not at least bagels, scones, maybe donuts, maybe I'll take mini balls.
Oh, yeah.
munchkins
or Timbits.
Timbits. Yeah, I'll take some Timbits.
Well, it is Albany. Do they have a Timbit?
Yeah, they got Tim Hortons up there. That's why they're up there. They're getting that Tim Hortons, man. That's why Keith Raniere is like, you know,
I won't live anywhere without a Tim Hortons. Now I'm in jail.
It's a cult about Tim Hortons. They brand you with.
Oh yeah, there was also like branding of initials by genitals.
Yeah,
it's
fucked up because this is something real quick. Like the one girl, a woman that she gets branded, and then like her husband sees it, but then everybody gets mad that he knew about it. It's like, yes, but it's her husband.
If I got a brand on my body,
yeah,
I mean, unless it's like on the bottom of my foot.
I probably would still see it because I live with you.
You live with me.
That's the thing.
I would assume if you got branded, I would eventually see it.
Oh, I'd be such a baby. I'd be like, I got branded.
Yeah, that's probably how that would go.
I went to a place, I tried to get a donut, they branded me.
It just says TH on my ass for Tim Hortons.
They branded my ass with Tim Hortons.
This is a donut with TH in the middle of
Jesus.
It. Now I have to go play midnight hockey.
Actually, yes, the cold Tim Hortons would definitely involve some midnight hockey.
Hopefully not drunk driving, because isn't that how What's-His-Face died? Tim Horton?
Didn't he die in a car accident? He died in a car. I think he died in a car accident, but I don't know if he was drunk.
Maybe somebody else was drunk. Maybe that's the deal.
Tim
Horton.
Yeah, well, I love your coffee. I love your donuts. I love your breakfast sandwiches. I miss you so much, Tim Horton.
I'd love some Tim Horton.
You know, honestly, if Tim Horton was doing a call, I'd probably join it. Let's be honest.
Just be real.
To be like, hey, you know, we'll teach you how to like get your life better. But also there's coffee, Tim Horton's coffee involved. I'd be like, okay, yeah, sure.
I'm here for the coffee.
I'm here for that. You know, I mean, I've often thought if I had a lot of money, I would just franchise a Tim Hortons wherever I lived.
Oh, that'd be so nice.
And just be the only Tim Hortons like in the state that I'm in, because if I'm not in New York or anywhere in like the Northeast,
right,
or like Pacific Northwest, I got them up there too.
Well, maybe if we got a lot of money, we could franchise a Tim Hortons. You know that people from that area would come into Tim Hortons and probably just start weeping.
I would have really loved to have one in LA and just put it like on Sunset somewhere. And
well, I was hoping when they fucking bought into Burger King, I was like, there's a Burger King near us.
There might be a Tim Hortons there. We don't know. We haven't been there in a while.
That's true. Could it be a Tim Hortons? There's a fucking Marshalls there now. Now I'm so mad.
But that's down the street.
It's still close.
I was saying, but like that one lot, like last time we were there, that lot was still empty.
Yeah, that's behind our house. That's true.
But anyways, I really want some Tim Hortons.
That'd be nice.
Also, I went to Second and Charles.
Oh, yeah.
I actually had a little bit of some video game stuff going on this weekend because I probably mentioned this recently, but I got a PS2 and I didn't really have any games for it.
Yeah.
You know, I just had like WCW versus the World for PS1, which you could play on PS2, but I needed more stuff.
Right.
And I picked up some games. I bought a bowling game.
Ooh.
Which actually is kind of fun. Once I'm going to start playing it, I bought a remake or just maybe another version of Rygar. It's a PS2 Rygar on the PS2, which is a pretty famous like Nintendo game from Tecmo. Mm-hmm. So they have an updated version of that. So I was digging that. I bought X-Men, actually comic book related, I bought X-Men Legends, which is a lot like Marvel's Ultimate Alliance, plays kind of the same. And but there's, you know, it's just X-Men strictly. So I'm going to start messing with that. I got a wrestling game, a showdown, like one of those like Legends of Wrestling games. And I don't know if it works. So I might have to take it back.
OK,
but I got that and I got like a shooter. I got a Blaster Master game for PS1, which I'm pretty proud of. So I got some stuff. You know, I'm going to be messing around with that because I really enjoy the PS2. I bought, that was like my next progression after the N64. Mm. And I kind of just bought into Sony from that point on as far as my next thing. Because you could do both. Like you could do Sony and you could do, you know, Xbox or Microsoft or whatever.
Mm.
But for one, I don't have the real estate to put all this shit. But also, it's just a lot of work. Like I'm not Metal Jesus,
right?
You know, which by the way, I love watching Metal Jesus on YouTube. If you guys are looking for a cool video game channel, I got my video game channel guys that I watch.
Yes, indeed.
You know, it's just kind of like my thing. It kind of helps makes me feel better.
I like Metal Jesus. I
think Metal Jesus sounds like a good guy.
He seems like a good dude.
Well, you see, he's a dude that he's lived up in Seattle and he worked in like, I think he worked in like the like Sierra Technologies back in the 80s and 90s or whatever, you know, and now he just does YouTube and just talks about like video games and shit. And he's got like these goons that come in sometimes and you follow those goons on their channel and they do cool stuff like John Riggs and John Hancock. And I like it. It just makes me happy. So, yeah, if you guys are looking for some video game stuff, please, I would head there. And just as a reminder, I am opening up action figures on our Worst Collection Ever page on Facebook. Facebook.com/Worst Collection Ever.
Mm-hmm.
And I did a much sought after Iron Man figure that I opened the other day, which, by the way, it was actually a lot of fun. And it kind of maybe ties in slightly because one of the characters is in it. But there was so on the back of the card, it's just like it's just like a Marvel Universe, like just a generic release. And on the back of the card, they have like a little like story.
Mm-hmm.
And it was about Wolverine having to fight Morbius and Halloween Jack.
OK.
And he managed to defeat them because Iron Man was using his hologram armor, which is the figure that I bought.
Oh, okay.
He uses his hologram armor to set up some sort of hologram that trapped Morbius and Halloween Jack in an adamantium dome.
Oh, okay.
And it was just like, it's just, and I kind of tried to parse it out about like how all this stuff was going on and like, where do you get all this adamantium from? Because adamantium is, you know, I mean,
rare.
Yeah, that's the thing. Where? To make a big dome to cover two people?
That's what I mean. It's very rare.
Yeah, it's very rare. So, you know, I kind of tried to parse that out. So that video is up there. I had a lot of fun doing it. And I got some stuff coming that I'll probably be opening. And I did also purchase a new Marvel Legends Sunspot, which I'm not actually entirely happy with. So what I think we should do is, like, kind of like, you know, all those videos we were doing of me just talking about my figures. Mm. Like, I might just grab some stuff and just start talking about them. And I got to get them up on YouTube. So I enjoy doing it because it's a good way to just kill some time and talk about things I like. Well, so let's take that break and we'll come back with our book for this week.
The devil was once the most beautiful and favored of all the heavenly host. But once infected with the sin of pride, he was cast out of the Lord's sight into the farthest depths of hell. In his humiliation, the devil raged, "'Tis better to rule in hell than serve in heaven. My offspring, the October Pod, will one day conquer mankind and all the Lord's works. And so, reborn once each month at 1:38 a.m., by man's reckoning of time, the October Pod rises from its slumber, seeking what bold individualists it may devour. Edward October presents October Pod, a terrifying spook show. Available now on YouTube, Podbean, Stitcher, Spotify, Google Play, and at OctoberPodVHS.com. OctoberPod, retro horror for bold individualists.
All right, we're back here in Worst Collection Ever with our book for this week. It is Marvel Premiere number 28 from February 1976. This particular issue, though, is collected in my Ghost Rider team-up trade that I bought at, I want to say, WonderCon.
Okay.
I bought it at WonderCon. It was one of those things where they were just big trade stations where they just sell the trades.
Yeah.
And I thought it's just Ghost Rider, and it's just a bunch of issues of him teaming up with, like, Spider-Man and the Avengers and just doing a bunch of bullshit. And, it was there and I enjoyed it. So I figured I'd pick it up, and I've read through this the entire thing at one point back when we were in LA, and I was like, you know, we haven't fucked with Ghost Rider enough on this show. Mm-hmm. I feel like we've maybe done maybe at least two episodes of him.
Two.
But here's the thing, though, like, this is another thing too. And I don't think we're quite there yet, but we're almost at our 300th episode.
Oh, wow.
So this may be the 300th episode, but I don't think it is. I think we're maybe like one or two away from that.
Oh, man.
And we're not going to do anything special, by the way.
I was going to say.
I don't really know what we could do that's special. You know, we pretty much.
We'll just do that.
Yeah. We pretty much just talk about. It's not like we have anything where it's like, oh, we'll do like a retrospective. It's like, no, we'll just talk about another comic. But
yeah,
we'll have some fun with. We'll have fun as always.
Oh, you know something I forgot to mention?
Mm.
Coming December, Batman Catwoman number one.
Oh, that's right. That eventually, I remember that was coming out.
Yes.
I thought it was going to be out already, but I guess not.
I guess not. Anyway. Sorry. Sidetrack.
No. I was trying to think, there's something about Catwoman. Maybe I was thinking about, because I was pinning stuff on Interest.
Oh, on Pinterest?
Yeah. Pinterest. I got a little Batman tab.
Oh, that's so exciting.
Yeah, well, I need it because there's so much Batman stuff coming around there. So I need to collect all this Batman info. Anyways, this one in particular, though, this is Ghost Rider, and he's teaming up with the Legion of Monsters. This is the first.
Man, everybody had a Legion.
Yeah. No, the DC's got a Legion, and the French had a Legion.
Yeah, they did.
They did.
I think they still have a Legion.
Yeah. They wear those weird hats.
Yeah, they sure do.
But this one is Ghost Rider teaming up with Man-Thing and Morbius and Werewolf by Night. And On the cover here, it just says Marvel Premiere featuring Legion of Monsters, the most spine tingling team up of them all. And we are actually coming up on Halloween.
I was actually really hoping this was going to be more Halloween themed, but.
Well, we'll do some Halloween stuff, obviously.
It was not, and I was bummed.
No, it's actually kind of. This is a weird.
I remember how weird it was. It's weird. I don't like the way, when we'll get into it, but I don't like the writing in it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of second person bullshit.
Yeah.
Some weird narrator who we don't ever know. And I'm just like, you know, go away.
Go fuck yourself.
You know what? No.
So on the cover here is so we got action in the mysterious Marvel Manor. And we see the four monsters jumping towards us, or just kind of leaning towards us, and Ghost Rider saying, stay back. Even we don't stand a chance against that. But what is that? I don't know.
Ooh, nobody knows.
We're going to find out. And there's also a car crashing in the background.
Yeah, which I thought, I was like, oh, you don't stand a chance against the car crash?
Yeah. It's like, oh my God, that car just drove by us. We don't stand a chance.
Where'd you get that brownie?
Oh my God, where'd you get that? It was the greatest day of my life. Anyways. So we start off with that third person bullshit.
Or second person bullshit.
Second person bullshit, where it's like, he's like, once you were a man, a chemist named Ted Salas, until a top secret experiment, blah, blah, blah. So it does that for anytime there's like a narration box where the character's not thinking or anything like that. It talks like that.
Well, what year is this from again?
70, I think it said 76.
Oh, maybe that's kind of why.
Why is that? What do you mean?
Well, maybe it's kind of like a little bit more old timey.
I don't know. They're trying to do something with this, obviously. And instead of just being like, hey, here's a bunch of fucking monsters. Get ready.
I'm here for a bunch of fucking monsters.
Well, me too. Yeah. So you got Man-Thing, just basically, you know, I'm not going to talk about how it is. But basically, it's like, hey, you were a guy that got caught in an experiment. Now you're Man-Thing. And then also you're Johnny Blaze, and you possess Satan powers. Now you're Ghost Rider. And then now you're Michael Morbius, and you're looking for a blood thing. And now you're a vampire, whatever. So it's just, eh.
You possess Satan powers.
Satan powers, yes. Or supernatural partner.
Well, Satan powers.
Oh, excuse me. Well, no, technically Satan spawns supernatural powers. So it's got a Satan flavor to it.
Tastes like Satan.
Lay's potato chips now with Satan flavor.
Ooh, is that like a Dorita?
Yeah, it's a really hot Dorito.
It's like flaming hot Cheetos, just now with more Satan.
It's the most fucking hot Cheeto you'll have. Satan flavor. Actually, that'd be great if they were just if they just put like Satan flavor.
And yeah.
I mean, I don't like hot stuff like that.
I don't like flaming hot Cheetos or any of that shit. So no.
But did you apparently
they're the shit now. I don't know. I never got into them.
What?
Hot Doritos and hot Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
Well, Flamin' Hot Cheetos was always a thing.
See, I don't remember it being a thing, but maybe we just didn't have it.
I think it's more of like a young person thing.
Yeah,
like we got out of that before we were.
I just remember regular Cheetos.
Yeah, I just remember Cheetos.
Yeah,
I'll fuck with Cheetos.
Yeah, and I mean, I like spicy things.
I wouldn't mind a bowl of Cheetos right now.
Oh man, you know what I'd really like is crunchy Cheetos.
Yeah, no, I fuck with crunchy Cheetos.
I fuck with those. You know what? The puffs are good though. They're really good, because you know what I used to do when I was a kid, when I would eat the Cheeto Puffs, is eat them like corn on the cob. Ask me how well that went over with my mother.
Oh boy. I can just imagine.
Sure you can.
I can just imagine how much she tolerated that.
Oh, she didn't.
Anyways, so one of my favorite things here, this paragraph describing Los Angeles. Did you read this?
Yes, but I don't remember what exactly.
I'm going to read it, and I love it. Los Angeles, nestled in the bowl of the San Fernando Valley, a concrete scab beneath the desert sky, a sky that even on a clear day is blotted and smeared by the gray brown pall of automobile pollutants that hang heavy and still.
I could see that.
It's like, yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, especially in the 70s, man.
Concrete scab is something like
that's something else.
Man. That's some writing right there. That's yeah. I think it's Bill Mantlow. That's
writing this.
So out of nowhere, we get a earthquake.
Yes. And
apparently this is
LA.
It's happening on Sunset Boulevard. But just looking at this sort of geographically, I feel like it's further down by the water because it doesn't look like it's on like Sunset.
Yeah, I don't really know exactly what they're doing here, but.
And the title is the story is There's a Mountain on Sunset Boulevard, to which years ago I took a picture of this and put it on Instagram. I just put Thanks Obama.
What of the mountain on Sunset Boulevard?
I just put this title, just put Thanks Obama.
That's funny.
Because I was doing jokes then. But yeah, so essentially, yes, there's a big ass fucking mountain in the middle of the street, and people are crashing their cars. This is what I don't get. This is one of those things where like something's happening and people are still talking to each other.
Oh yeah.
Because the lady's like, "Oh my god, it's just like that awful movie." And some other guy's like, "Lady, I got news for you. This ain't no movie." And I'm like, "Who are you talking to?"
Also, really, when you're like falling, and they're literally like falling off of a thing, and I'm like, when that's happening, you're probably not talking.
Yeah, like if there is a natural disaster going on, and it's on a street, and I'm in around a bunch of people, I'm not making small talk. Yeah, so if some lady's like, "Oh my god, this natural disaster is really inconvenient," and I wouldn't be like, "Preach it, sister. This is ridiculous." Like, I wouldn't respond.
No,
I would just fall down and be murdered, be killed like the rest of them.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah. So there's a big ass mountain in the middle of the street, in the middle of Sunset, which, by the way, I looked it up. According to Marvel Wiki, this is the first appearance of Sunset Boulevard in the Marvel Universe.
Oh, man.
So it will go on to show up in other things, but it finally made it into this book.
Yay.
So as this is going on, Ghost Rider is riding. He's gonna go see a movie.
Yeah.
And his bike crashed.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like,
what happens? Because everybody fucking splits lanes out there.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. And he's like, "Oh, fuck, this is bullshit. I gotta go take a look and see what's going on." But then as he's doing that, you know, he gets tingly and he turns into Ghost Rider.
Yes. Not like, the most impressively drawn Ghost Rider I've ever seen.
No, it's a goofy. Well, just even one where he has like this, like, weird kind of like
it's like flame. Fire hair. Yeah, that's what I mean. It's kind of like a comb over there.
Yeah, he's got a bad comb
over. It's like his wig's pushed too far back.
so he, because it's like, in addition to it being a mountain, there's like a bunch of like foliage and shit.
Yeah.
Like, it's just obviously it's a big something that's out of place.
Something's going wrong.
And so he's headed towards it and hears a voice, says, "Welcome to paradise, Johnny Blaze." And as that's happening, Morbius is flying over Los Angeles too.
Looking for food.
Looking for meat, mm-hmm. for blood, because he is the living vampire. And he sees Jack Russell, the werewolf by night.
Terrier?
Yeah, yes, the terrier by night. Werewolf by night, hanging out, and he's like, "Oh shit, a dude, I need to drink." And I enjoyed this part where he crashes into him. He just goes, "I thirst."
"I thirst." You think Jared Leto's gonna yell that in that movie if it ever comes out?
I hope he does, actually.
"I thirst."
I hope there's a part where he runs into a bar and he goes, "I thirst."
And somebody just throws his own used condom at him. I'm like, what the fuck's wrong with you? So he's kind of. That's what he was doing. He was sending that shit to people.
The bartender's just got a bowl of used condoms and throws it.
Yeah, and he's like, "This is what you. These are all your nasty ass condoms you left over from Suicide Squad, you fucking freak."
Yeah.
Just throws it at him.
So,
can I be that bartender?
Yes. Yes, that'd actually be a great role.
Angry bartender.
Condom throwing bartender.
I would be perfect for that role.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Stansfield.
I'm waiting for the role of a condom throwing bartender.
So, use condom throwing bartender. It's like, "Oh, you got a bowl of condoms here. Okay, great. I'm going to start throwing them."
Oh, you want me to start now? Oh, okay. Oh, you're going to read first. Okay. And then I respond. So,
am I throwing the condoms at you or am I throwing at somebody else?
Or do I have. I don't have. Oh, I just pretend. I got you.
Because I brought my own condom.
I did.
I brought my own used condom. I found them.
Oh, gross. No.
I don't know.
I found this on the streets of L.A. Just picked it up. No.
So they had it at the security desk. I don't know why. It's just there. So, yeah. So apparently at some point they did cross paths, which we are reminded of. But
what? The Wolfman?
Wolfman and Morbius. And Morbius is just like, "I'm going to drink your shit."
Ew. And do you mean blood?
Blood. I do hope there's also another line in Morbius where he's like, "I'm going to drink your shit." So Jack Russell as Werewolf by Night is not going to stand for this shit.
Nope.
because he's a man dog and they start fighting.
Nope.
And Morbius is just like, I need your blood. But then they feel the earthquake, mm-hmm. and to which Morbius says, tremors, of course, I'm in Los Angeles. Wah, wah. Ba-da-ba-da-da. Blood. And so he sees this mountain wherever he is. Mm-hmm. And he's like, well, I need to like check this out, because in addition to being a living vampire, I'm also a scientist.
Oh, yes.
So my lust for science is overtaking my lust for blood right now.
My science sense is tingling.
Right. And then we jump to a swamp in Florida where Man-Thing is. Some guy is about to catch a big fish, and Man-Thing's like, yo, what's up? And the guy's like, ah, fuck.
Yeah, I don't know how Man-Thing gets to L.A.
That's what I know. Yeah, that's another thing, too.
Where, okay, he's so clear. I didn't just miss that.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought I just missed it. I was like, what the hell? Because he's just like, and now he's in L.A. And I was like,
yeah, it doesn't make sense, really, because It just says you leave the swamps of Florida and climb up the hills of a memory. Yet, and so I don't know if he uses the next of all realities, which is what he protects.
Is that something he can use?
I don't know if he could use it. I don't know if he transports. I mean, I don't know if he knows how to use it because he's just Man-Thing.
That's the thing. I'm very confused about Man-Thing as a, not as a concept, but as a character.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, he's a scientist who had an accident in the lab and now he's Man-Thing, but he's just mindless.
Yeah.
He has no purpose.
Purpose other than to protect
but the Nexus. He can't like think, he can't talk, he can't. So I'm like, what is the purpose of Man-Thing except just being a mindless monster?
Right.
And how is he your lead character? I don't know. I mean, I don't know if he's changed over the years, if he's still slimy.
I mean, they've worked. Obviously, a lot of people have taken a lot of takes on him.
Yeah.
The thing about Man-Thing is like, he's not, a lot of people will confuse him with Swamp Thing. Like, that's always been like the thing where,
sure,
the deal where like they've been like, well, Man-Thing and Swamp Thing came out like right around the same time, so who ripped off who? It's like, well, Swamp Thing, because the origins are similar, but like Swamp Thing basically went on to become like an elemental force where, if it was something where it was like Swamp Thing's going to go from Florida to Los Angeles, I would believe it, because Swamp Thing can do that.
He can control the green.
He can interject himself into a bunch of fucking roots and just go find a mountain or whatever.
Right.
But like, I don't think Man-Thing can do that.
Right.
And they don't really explain how that works in this particular issue.
Right.
Morbius finds this mountain and he's like, oh shit, look at all those plants, that's kind of dope. And he's like, gotta check it out. And he tells the werewolf, he says, farewell creature, Morbius will not drain you this night.
Okay.
Now, since Morbius beat him up, Morbius tried to attack him and he's like, alright, fine, fuck it, I'm not gonna attack you. And then werewolf attacks him, and then Morbius is like, what the fuck? It's like, what the fuck? You just tried to drain him.
Right?
So why are you surprised?
Exactly. Why are you surprised, dude?
So at that time, so as they're doing that, they run into to Ghost Rider's motorcycle, and Morbius is like, yo, that must mean there's like a dude nearby, so I'm gonna like find that guy.
Yeah.
And like drink his blood. But then they also run into, that's when all of a sudden they run into a Man-Thing. And then they all run into Starseed, the man, a golden man on a golden horse.
He literally just looks like one of the statues outside of Caesar's palace came to life and was dipped in gold.
Yep.
Also, real creeped out by the name Starseed.
Starseed's the name of Our Lady Peace song. I don't know.
Is he named after this?
I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know. You know, I've never...
somebody broached that. Somebody tweet Our Lady Peace. Are they on Twitter?
I'm certain somebody in that band is. I'm certain. Yeah, I mean, they're probably not hard to get a hold of.
Sure.
Maybe they would love to be talked to. Maybe somebody's like, you know, nobody's talking about knocking to us
right now. Somebody call Our Lady Peace.
Yeah, so this guy, Starseed, shows up and he's like, dude, I enjoy.
He's like, hello, I am here.
But we also get a lot. I also enjoy some of these shots of Ghost Rider because he just is where he's got his weird hair.
Yeah. Instead of a flame hair, it's just hair.
He's like, just kind of looking at him.
It looks pretty bad.
So he's like,
Starseed is like, hello, it is me, Starseed.
Well, he says that. And then Ghost Rider, which is weird because he's Ghost Rider.
He's a flaming skull.
Imagine, he's a flaming man. And he goes, I used to have dreams about you when I was a kid. I'm like, Like, so you were like a little kid Ghost Rider and then you became a man Ghost Rider?
Well, because he wasn't always a Ghost Rider.
I know that, but I'm saying, but it's just a way, but it'd be different if he was saying that as Johnny Blaze.
Right.
But
right.
If he's this flamey skull and he's like, man, remember when I was a kid? And I'm like,
I don't know how separate Ghost Rider is from Johnny Blaze.
Well, yeah, he's a demon. The demon Zarathos. Well,
no, I know that, but like him. When he comes out, can he still contact the Johnny Blaze inside of him, or is it the demon is in control?
You know, I think it's a little bit of there's a little bit of
column A, a little column B.
Yeah, because a lot of times Ghost Riders, which is, it's weird the way he's written in this, because Ghost Riders is usually in like, and once you read the 90s comics, he's just like, fucking vengeance, I'm gonna stare right in your fucking eyes, you
right,
know,
right.
Petted stare, whatever. Here he's just like, hey man, remember when I had a dream about this golden man? A
dude with bad hair.
He's just a dude with a bad comb over. So the Starseed gives us his origin. He's like, yeah, I'm for real. Then this is what's going on. So like at one point, men started like,
so apparently
killing
like
each other.
Well, so Starseed was basically from the caveman days. Uh-huh. And there were like two, it's kind of like having a Neanderthal and man and like modern human next to each other, because one of them started like killing his fellow man, and like Starseed's people were like, you know what? Fuck this.
Peace out of this.
We don't want the death. We're going to go live in this mountain. So they went to live in this mountain, and then like an alien spaceship showed up and just took the mountain.
Well, the alien shows up.
Oh, and they tried to talk to him.
That's yeah. Right. The alien. So they're sitting there, and all of a sudden the alien shows up. And it's just
like, hey.
It's actually one of the goofiest looking fucking aliens.
It's pretty silly.
It's like he has a bunch of snake. He's like a snake with snake hands without eyes. But then he also has I don't even know. I can't even describe this. I can't even describe that.
He's got one giant eyeball.
He has one giant eyeball. But then or maybe it's different. OK, maybe you know what? Maybe there's two different aliens.
Oh, that's possible.
Because maybe there's a few. And then the aliens come out, and then one of their main dudes is like, hey, yo, what up, aliens? You know, maybe we can, like, be friends. And the alien's like, nah.
Fuck off,
they
bro.
They just kick the shit out of these dudes.
Yeah.
And then they take the entire mountain.
Yeah.
They grab the mountain.
They just take it.
With his pincers. With their spaceship, and they take the mountain.
Yep.
And the mountain was in, like, orbit for some reason. Somehow, and at some point, these guy, the Starseed, figured out how to like travel back into time, or you know, back through dimensions or whatever. And the mountain shows up in Los Angeles.
Yes.
And they're like, and the Ghost Rider is like, why are you in Los Angeles? So like, you should go somewhere else. He's like, no, this is where we were supposed to be.
Yeah, and they're like, dude, but like, the continent shifted, and you don't actually know that. And he's like, nope, this is it. And he's like, but so many people live in LA. And he's like, man,
he's like, fuck it.
Yeah.
It's in my house.
Yep. My house.
Mine.
So then is this where the werewolf attacks him?
Yeah. This is where it's a werewolf attacks him.
And he's like, why are you attacking me? And like, he like really hurts him.
Well, yeah, you know, he attacks him and then, so he attacks. So werewolf attacks him, and then in the middle of that, like Morbius is like, he's like, oh shit, I thirst again.
Right.
I'm coming after Golden Dude.
It's like he looks tasty.
Man Thing is there, and Man Thing. Well, because Ghost Rider's like, okay, I'm gonna help this guy because he's being attacked by a werewolf and a vampire.
Yeah, he's having a bad day. He just came down with his mountain, and he's the only one of his kind left. So he just came down with his mountain, and he's like, hello. He's calling everybody brother. Like he's just really excited to be back on Earth.
He's like, yo, man, like, I heard thought
this was gonna go so differently.
I'm gonna go down to Meltdown Comics here on Sunset. We're gonna take a trip. We're gonna go to Chibo's.
Oh, Chibo's.
You remember Chibo's?
I remember Chibo's. We ate there once.
We're gonna hit up some Chibo's. We're gonna hit up
Chibo's
that strip club that's on Sunset, whatever that's called.
Is that one on Sunset? Or you?
Yeah, there's one. It's like one on like if I was called.
Is
like
it by Largo's on Sunset?
Largo's on, yeah, I know there's one across the street from Largo.
That's the one I'm thinking.
But there's also another one on Sunset.
Oh, okay.
That's like further down, closer to like the high school. Like you would think it would be further closer to like the whiskey, but it's not.
Okay.
And then he's like, and then you can go to like Amoeba. No, Amoeba's on Hollywood.
Yeah.
Hollywood. You go to UCB, catch this improv show, and like Man Thing or Werewolf and Werewolf by Night and Morbius are like, nah, fuck that. We're gonna kick your ass and drink your fluids or whatever.
Really the fuck looking forward to having some fluid.
Yeah.
I thirst.
Morbius.
I don't know if you heard me before, but I thirst.
Morbius over here. Looking for some fluids. I don't know if you know about that, but I thirst.
He's just Morbius the Obama.
Morbiama. Ghostbusters is about to help him, but then you know, Man Thing doesn't know what the hell he's doing. He just touches people, and thus we must understand whoever knows fear burns at the touch of Man Thing. So like for some reason, Ghost Rider starts burning up because apparently he's scared of something.
Man Thing,
and he starts shooting off his fire or whatever, and that's not working. And he trips over his bike. Because he gets backed up into his bike, he just goes, "Bike, I love you."
Yeah, that's right.
And he rides off. But as he's riding off, he's like, "All right, I'm gonna go and help Starseed." And this is where like Starseed's like, "Why are you doing this, brother?" You know, and
basically just talking like Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, Morbius is like, "Well, look, you know, we're a bunch of monsters, and
we're all horrible. I mean, they don't really look good in this book. Can we be honest about
that?"
Okay.
Yeah. And he's like, "Yo, you're out here trying to like, you know, get some perfect, you know, have like a perfect existence. And like, we're monsters. So like, fuck you."
Yeah. He's like, "Yeah, this, you know, isn't going to go well." And he's like, "Yeah, you know, you're right. I should have fucking stayed in my stupid mountain in the sky." He's like, but "I am passing."
No, we're not there yet.
Oh, we're not there yet. Okay.
We're not there yet. Because this is the part that really confuses me.
Oh, okay. Where I missed it.
Morbius. So Ghost Rider's like, "I'm going to help this dude out," shoots some fire over him, you know, Morbius. And Morbius is like, "All right, you hit me with fire. I'm coming for your neck." And he spends the rest of the time. He's like, "Yeah, because he's golden weight. The golden one can wait, intruder, until I've sampled the blood within your veins." Ghost Rider's a skeleton.
Right. How are you drinking his blood?
How are you drinking anything? Like, Do you drink
the flame?
But you're just going to burn your mouth.
Well, does Morbius feel that?
He has to. He feels pain of some sort.
Well, okay, then I guess he would. But you can't really drink a skeleton. I mean, unless you grind it into a fine powder and then mix it with something liquid.
I don't see that he does not have a blender. I do not see that. They did not draw him with a blender.
He doesn't have one of those, like, what are those things called? Pestle? A mortar and pestle? Where you, you know, because you can smash spices and stuff with it.
Are you talking about muddling?
No, so I used to have one. It's like a stone thing.
I know what you're talking about. I thought that was like a muddler.
There are muddlers, but that's different. So you get the muddler, you do like leaves and stuff in like a cocktail glass.
Oh, okay.
But a mortar and pestle, like you get like one of those, like usually it's a marble bowl with like a marble thingy, and you put like whole seeds in it.
Okay.
And then you smash them like into powder. Yeah, you actually grind them down.
Okay.
So, I mean, if he had one of those, he could snort him.
He could snort, yeah, he could.
I don't know if that helps.
But then he'd have to get all them bones. There's 206 bones of that.
It's a lot of bones.
That's all he's saying. He's got a lot of bones.
Doing it by hand with a mortar and pestle, that's going to take a while. He just really needs a giant food processor.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think he has one.
But this is weird because Ghost Rider is like, "Ah, fuck, you know, I better like get out of here because his teeth are for real, unless I want a ventilated neck." I'm like, but you don't have a neck. You're just fire.
So if he was to bite him in his Ghost Rider form, does he revert to his human form and then get drained?
I don't know. Because the thing is, I can't imagine.
There is no explanation here.
Yeah, because
I need more explanation.
Yes, he could bite Johnny Blaze.
14
Blaze.
More pages explaining how this works.
I need a diagram. I need Ghost Rider to like step aside and be like, oh.
I need like an anatomy textbook just showing how this works.
Ghost Rider and Morbius are farting around, and then Werewolf by Night's like, you know, trying to take apart whatever and take apart the Starseed, and Starseed's like, "Get the fuck out of here. You know, I did my joint." He knocks him back, and he's standing there, and Man Thing just again shows up, and he's like, "Hey," doing that creepy touch.
I don't even think he says, "Hey." He's just like,
yeah, he doesn't say
touchy,
anything.
Touchy.
He does that thing where it's like, you know, like when they're trying to like when they're doing like defense courses and it's like, what if a danger? What if somebody came up and touched you like this? And then like you fucking do like a judo move.
Yes.
But sadly, as we mentioned, he who experiences fear burns at the touch of man thing.
Does that include man thing?
What if he touches himself?
I don't know how it works.
I don't know. We've never again. We didn't get explanations.
Hmm.
Dude, Golden Dude starts screaming, to which Ghost Rider says, that scream some sound like someone's just lost his soul, which is like, God damn, that's a horrible scream.
Yeah.
So sunset is happening, man.
It really is.
I mean, we're not in hair metal year yet, but, you know, there's some shit. Oh,
man, just wait.
Yeah, you just wait. You just wait. You just wait for all those souls to be lost.
I was
going to
say, think of all the souls you could get.
Think of all those souls that fucking get lost in the Viper Room.
Oh, man, so many souls.
Yeah, so he gets burned. And Ghost Rider like runs his motorcycle into Swamp Thing because Man Thing because he's like, dude, could you just like leave that guy alone? Why is everybody messing with this guy? He's just trying to like he's just back. And, like, just, I know he brought this mountain with him, but like,
you which
know,
is
let's,
weird.
Let's give it a chance. Which, give it a chance. Which
is weird, but I mean, he doesn't really seem to mean us any harm. But we're just really fucking with him. Just not being cool.
And then Ghost Rider jumps, you know, then or not Ghost Rider, but Werewolf jumps it again. And then it's, and then Ghost Rider, you know, he's like, all right, I helped defend this guy. And then Starseed's laying there and he's like, holy shit, you're alive. He's like, yes, but I am passing like a dream. I am not home. I know that now this is a place of pain and of imperfection.
Yeah, dude, it fucking sucks here.
I could have made it otherwise. Could have given you hope. And he does this thing where he uses some sort of power to like represent show to change each of the individual guys
like back
and back into like their human forms.
Yeah.
To which Werewolf says, my Shaggy side is gone.
Shaggy.
But then he's like, but I am passing. And
turns him all, and Morbius is like, my hands aren't white anymore. And like, I guess even Man Thing is just like, I am a person again.
Yeah, he's like, hey, I'm that dude I was. But I am passing and the dream cannot be maintained. And then the other monsters from Ghost Rider are leaving. And he's like, well, I'm the one that can turn back to normal. But those guys, I mean, he doesn't know that anything about Werewolf because Werewolf could change, you know, obviously because of the full moons.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, everybody starts changing. You know, they start changing. It's back, and then also another line from Ghost Rider goes, "What a bummer!" Which is, I feel like again, Ghost Rider in the 90s, right? Much different dialogue.
You're not gonna say bummer.
He ain't saying bummer, dude.
Not
what a
really,
drag.
Not really into the word bummer.
Gnarly. So Ghost Rider's the only one left, and this dude's just laying there, and he's like, go, brother, you tried to save me. You who tried to save me from which is real. And Ghost Rider's like, it just kind of says, like, it's like, isn't there something I could do? Can I get you, like, can I get you, like, an IV or something?
IV.
You want me to call you an Uber? You know, we could take you to an urgent care?
You probably don't have insurance here, and that's going to be really expensive, so definitely go with the Uber.
Yeah.
Because it's not going to cost as much as an ambulance.
Right. And then Starseed says, no, the dream is over. My time and place must pass away with it. I am going home. And he sheds a single tear of gold on his face. And
so I'm going out.
With a single golden tear.
Yeah. And just being like, man, this is not the country I used to know. Single golden tear. And then I jump off something because I'm midsummering.
Oh, we're midsummering. Okay.
Still midsummering. Still holding on to that midsummer, by the way. That's my fucking.
He should have took him up to the mountain and midsummered.
I mean, I think it's a great idea.
So the last deal here is Ghost Rider. For some reason, not using the Hellfire on his bike, but walking his bike.
Right.
Because he says he's out of gas. He goes, this is going to be a heck of a night and I'm miles from the nearest gas station, which, again.
How? Were we on Sunset Boulevard a minute ago?
I mean, I know you're close. I think you're
close. Because isn't he walking by a sign? This is like Los Angeles.
The freeway, LA. Yeah.
And I'm like, but you weren't you there already?
Maybe he was closer to Malibu. Confused. I mean, in Malibu, there's a lot of shit spread out there.
But the guy put his mountain down.
Like, yeah.
So why isn't this taking place on Sunset? I don't get it.
I don't know. I do not know. I don't get it. Okay. The geographically, we did not get an eagle eye view.
There's no in and out in this fucking book.
Yeah, there's no in and out. Ghost Rider did not go by in and out. Be like, you know what fuel I could use right now? A Neapolitan shake. Then he gets some burgers and fries and a Neapolitan shake from in and out. Coming to Colorado very soon.
Yeah, coming actually down the street.
That's right.
Overrated, but I am excited for the Neapolitan shake.
Overrated, but also not bad. I remember when I had my first like trip to LA,
right?
When I was there, I feel like I ate like In-N-Out like a lot.
Well, yeah, I mean that's the thing to do when you're there.
I know that's the thing. I was like, I gotta eat In-N-Out, but it's like, you know, once you kind of live there for a while, you're just kind of like, yeah, maybe I'll go.
Yeah,
it's all right. Again, hamburger habit better.
Oh yeah, 100%.
But yeah, that's basically it. That's how we end this Marvel premiere, Ghost Rider and Morbius and Man-Thing and Werewolf by Night as the Legion of Monstars, which is the thing that eventually does come show up a few times, mm-hmm. shows up a lot actually in future Marvel comics, you know, where there's the Legion of Monsters.
Right.
I guess, did you want to keep reading about Legion of Monsters?
I mean, I enjoy the monsters. Yeah, maybe.
Oh yeah. No, I love this Midnight Suns proto stuff, because essentially like all these guys are at some point were in the Midnight Suns, especially Ghost Rider and Morbius. As much as I love Marvel supernatural stuff, as much as I love Marvel cosmic stuff, I just
Midnight Suns sounds like a motorcycle gang that would show up on Sons of Anarchy.
Yes 100%.
Yeah,
and I would love to see it.
And like Katie Sagal's got like a past with one of them or something.
Also, that's also the group. That's also the bike club that Stephen King is a part of.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Does that slop sink still work? yeah, he's definitely a part of those Midnight Suns.
You know it.
But no, I'm definitely digging this. I want to get into more Ghost Rider. Every time I read like some books that we have, I just go, man, I got to read those books again. Mm-hmm. And then I never get around to it.
Well, you'll get there.
I gotta get around to it because I gotta go through all of our comics. I gotta see what's going on in there.
I mean, we got nothing else to do.
I know that. That's the thing. We were
supposed to go to Italy in less than 2 weeks, and guess who's not going to Italy because of coronavirus?
There's a big mountain of corona in our way.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, anyways, thanks for listening. We are on Instagram and Twitter. I'm at Angry Hero Sean,
and I'm at Jen Stansfield on Twitter and Instagram. Find the show Worst Collection Ever on Facebook and email the show worstcollectionever@gmail.com.
And also please rate, review, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, Spotify. You might find us on Google Podcasts. We should be up on there too. Mm. So you have plenty of opportunities to listen to us and to share, because you can find us and give us good reviews if you so do please. I should actually look and see if we have any reviews. You know what? I'm going to do that right now. We don't get many reviews, and that's fine. But maybe while I'm doing that, maybe you could talk about this Captain America dick thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was just really a mistake, I guess. Chris Evans was doing something on Instagram Live. I don't know what he was doing. And like, as he was showing people something, he didn't realize that what he was going to do would like go back to his camera roll or something. And as that happened, there was a dick, and quite obviously America's dick. And, you know, he shut it really quick because he didn't expect it, but not before a couple people screenshotted it and it made its way to Twitter and everybody was like freaking out to be like, oh my God, Captain America's dick. But and some people were like, don't do that. You know, Chris Evans has anxiety and he might feel bad, whatever. So but then everybody started giving him like shit, like Mark Ruffalo started getting him shit. His own brother was giving him shit.
Is his brother famous or just a dude?
I don't know. It says he's an actor, but I don't know anything about him. And, you know, it was something just like, oh, hey, what did I miss? You know, and making fun of Chris Evans. And so eventually, like last night or something, he came back with, well, now that I have your attention, vote on no. And then like a shrug emoji or like a facepalm emoji and a shrug emoji. And then he just said, vote on November 3rd. And I'm like, well, you know, good for you, Chris Evans. It happens. I mean, at this point,
it's just 2020.
It's 2020. I mean,
2020, guys.
Most people have naked pictures of some sort.
Yeah.
On their devices.
It's true.
And it could have happened to any one of us who have nude photos on their phone I don't.
Nude.
But let's pretend I was young and hot and it totally would have happened to me. So, you know, it's all right. We get it, Chris Evans. It's cool.
It happens to the best of us.
We still love you. I still have not found the dick pic. I'm not aware of the dick pic. So,
well, hey, you know what? I want to see what America's dick looks like.
Apparently it's great. I'm going to assume it's great.
Anyways,
no reviews.
No new reviews.
No one loves us.
I gave us another 5-star if I could. Please, please do that if you haven't done so already. It would be really dope. Anyways, folks, thanks for listening. And we'll talk to you again next time.
Bye.